Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
When God speaks something over you, it's powerful. And I think that we lose some of the impact of this because we live in a society where our words don't mean that much. Used to, if you gave somebody your word, you could count on it. You could count on it. Nowadays, you can sign a contract, and a contract doesn't mean anything. If you get a good lawyer, he can get you out of it. Depends on what the definition of is. People don't mean what they say. They've wanted to put some of these recent presidents on Mount Rushmore. But they decided they didn't have room for two more faces. You'll get that later. I mean, politicians today, they just lie. And it's part of the territory. And because of this, we don't think there's that much power in words, but God, it says in Psalms chapter 89, verse 34, He says, "My covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that has gone forth out of my lips." You meditate on that verse, and what He's saying is, every time I say something, it's a covenant. It's a contract. God never lies. God never says, "I'll do something," and doesn't come through with it. And that verse that I quoted earlier out of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it says that Jesus is the express image of His person and the brightness of His glory. And upholding all things by the word of His power. He upholds everything by the word of His power. You know, over in Genesis, if you were to turn over there, there's like 10, 15 times that God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God created everything tangible that you and I can see out of words. Words are the parent force. You were created by words. This earth, the oxygen you breathe, were created by words. That body was created by words. It will respond to words. Words are the parent force. Words created everything. And according to that verse in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, He holds all things together by the power of His word. Do you know if you look at an atom, they say that there's a nucleus with like-charged particles, and according to every law of physics that we know, these like-charged particles repel each other. The nucleus should be flying apart, and yet it's compacted and held together so tightly that we've only been able to split a few unstable atoms, uranium, plutonium, and some things like that. But in a slice of bread, I have read that there is enough energy in the atoms of one slice of white bread to power an ocean liner across the Atlantic Ocean and back. There's all of this power located in the atoms, but you know what? We can't split them. They should be flying apart by everything we understand, but something is holding them together. You know what it is? It's the Word of God. He told them, He created them, He spoke. And the Word of God holds the entire universe together. And if God ever broke His Word, if He ever said He'd do something and failed to do it, the universe would self-destruct. You and I would self-destruct. The whole thing would go up in smoke. As long as we still have the earth intact, it shows that God has never broken His Word. When God says something, it's a covenant, and He will not break it. He won't alter the thing that has gone forth out of His lips. And there is life and death in the words of God. And a blessing is when He speaks life. And it has supernatural power in it. And yet most people, again, we don't honor words. We don't honor our word. We don't honor the word of other people. And so we forget that God has all of this integrity. And when He says something, so we read these scriptures and it says things like, "No plague will come nigh our dwelling." And we think, "Oh, well, wouldn't that be wonderful if that happened?" He just said it over you. This is a blessing. It's spoken. And life is in that. And the only thing that keeps that life from coming to pass is our lack of faith. Again, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 says, the word preached unto us was also preached unto them, but it didn't profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith in them that heard it. God has spoken all of these blessings over us, brothers and sisters. We should be the head only and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Amen. And yet you walk up to an average Christian, how are you doing? Well, okay, under the circumstances. You ought to get out from under there. You ought to be above only and not beneath. You ought to start taking the Word of God and say, I am blessed with all spiritual blessings, that man, I am highly favored. When Mary went to see Elizabeth, she was filled with the Holy Ghost, and John the Baptist leapt in her womb, and out of prophecy, she didn't know what happened. Mary didn't call her on her cell phone or send her an email. She didn't know what had happened, and without knowing anything in the natural, she started prophesying, saying, blessed is the mother of the Lord, highly favored. You are blessed among all women. Did you know that that word that was used there when it says you are blessed among all women, you're highly favored, it was only used twice in the Bible. Once when Elizabeth spoke that over Mary, and the other time is in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 where it says that you have been blessed, you are highly favored, you are accepted in the beloved is the way it's translated in Ephesians 1 6. You have the exact same favor on you that was on Mary, the mother of Jesus. You are blessed, 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 blessed. And yet we haven't accepted it and seen the manifestation of it because we haven't received it. We haven't understood this. Most people don't think about the power of a blessing. Our Western culture doesn't think this way. But you know, in the Eastern culture, the words that you say are very important. And this is the culture that the Bible was written from. And when people said things, I mean, it was a covenant. They would have a blood covenant. They would strike a covenant and enter into covenant. And those covenants were binding. People would die over a covenant. Every time you say something out of your mouth, you're speaking a covenant. You may not know it, but you are releasing either life or death. It says over in Romans chapter 12, I forget the exact verse, but it says, bless and curse not. He told us to bless. Let me just turn over here. I've got it marked. In Romans chapter 12 and in verse 14, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. You know why he told you to bless? Because you can bless. You know why he told you not to curse? Because you also curse. Some of you think, oh, I don't curse anybody. Every time you look at somebody and say, they'll never make it, you've cursed them. Every time you say, boy, that person, they just are rotten. They aren't going to make it. I think they're going to die. I don't think they're ever going to get out of these financial bind. You know what? You're releasing a curse. You may not understand that, but it's absolutely true. Some of you are cursed when you were a child. Your parents told you you'd never amount to anything. They'd say, I'm proud of your brother or sister, but you know what? You just don't have it. You know what? They spoke curses over you. It's like a prophecy. And the sad thing is, it'll come to pass unless you cancel it. It says over in Proverbs chapter 26, I believe it is, verse 2 or 3, or maybe, I don't know, it's right there close. Matter of fact, I'm over here in Proverbs. Let me just turn over and look this up so I don't misquote it. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. There are curses out here in the world, but you know what? You can negate them if you don't submit to them. You have to yield to them. You know, people curse me all of the time. We've got hundreds of blogs written against me. One of them says, the most dangerous man in America. And I have people say terrible things about me and accuse me of things and stuff. But you know what? It can't affect me unless I yield to it, unless I mix it with faith, unless I somehow or another empower it by worrying about it or thinking about it. The curse causeless will not come. But the sad thing is, many of us have had people in positions of authority, like parents or somebody or a teacher, say, you'll never make it. You can't do it. And you know what? Many people let that become a curse, just like a governor in your life that hinders you. And it has power in it. Words have power. You may not have sat down and thought about it this way, but every person in here has had somebody say something to you that's hurt you and that has hindered you. Many of you have gone through a marriage, divorce or something, and you've had words spoken over you and you've never gotten over those words. Many of you have had somebody reject you. Many of you have had problems in home or business, or maybe you've had a failure and people have spoken things about you, and your life is still bound by those words. There's power in words. You can break that curse. And one of the ways you break it is to recognize the greatness of a blessing over a curse. But you're going to have to start putting importance on words. You're going to have to start recognizing that if death and life are in the power of our tongue, and He told us to bless and not curse, then what must it be like when God says something over you? Like, no plague will come nigh your dwelling. He'll give His angels charge over you. You will not dash your foot against a stone. His angels will protect you. And on and on and on it goes. If we would quit transposing our culture and our unbelief about words onto God, but instead go back and study the Word the way it's written and see what God says, that He never violates His Word. The whole universe is held together by the integrity of His words. Then go through and look at this like a legal document. And if He said something good about you, man, that's it. He will never break this. This is what God says about me. By His stripes I was healed. That's a blessing that God has put over us.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK164 titled The Blessing of God when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Have you ever thought about coming to Bible college? You know, I know that that's a big decision, but preparation time is never wasted time. And we see people's lives changed. And to even make it more convenient, we not only have the school in Colorado Springs, but we have an online Bible school where you actually go through at your own pace, but you are in a group. There is interaction. There's a facilitator. We have correspondence courses, and we have 15 different college campuses located around the world. So certainly there is some way to accommodate your desire to learn more about the Word of God. So call us at 719-635-1111 and ask about one of our Caris Bible colleges.